Flavour Mouthful is super proud to partner with Intrepid. Intrepid's small group food trips connect you with a local leader and a group of folks into food and travel, just like you.
It's not just food trips either. Check out their full range of trips at intrepidtravel.com.
Intrepid, good trips only.
Before you tuck into this lovely podcast, you may be warned that there are words that you may not wish to hear. Some of these words may be a little sweary, so if you have a toddler nearby, place them in a different room and remove any elderly people from the nearby area. These words may include, but not be limited to...
I can't get over the fact that it's just boozy soup.
How many different types of sausage rolls do you think you've made in your life?
Hundreds. Honestly, hundreds. Yeah. I love sausage rolls. I don't think that martinis are very nice.
I hate them.
Sorry, are you using silly words?
I've been saying spunion for years, babes.
Okay. Kind of my thing, but whatever.
Don't talk with your mouth full. Unless you're talking about food, in which case it's useful. And that's just what we're about to do. It's all the Woodley and Michael, and they're gotten every tip so vital.
That tastes great.
But it's a bit of a mouthful.
Just have a little patience. Oh, because the podcast's back. It is me, Michael, and I'm here joined by...
Sophie, and that was the silliest intro you've ever done.
Do you think?
I think so.
It's also like not quite a big enough song, and I didn't sing it for
it's
long enough.
Niche,
and also,
niche.
There's absolutely no context to it whatsoever, apart from we were just talking about Take That for some reason. So
I like that we add musical numbers into most episodes now.
It's
adds a little,
it's important.
Adds a little spice.
I was actually going to say that. It's important.
Last weekend, important. I watched Chicago and Hairspray.
Really?
I've been wanting to watch Chicago for a very long time. I rewatch Hairspray frequently, but Chicago, a few years without.
I think I saw the musical of Chicago once in New York, and I can't remember any of it.
Can you remember any of the songs?
No. How do they go?
He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame.
No, I can't remember that one.
What?
That's the Cell Block Tango.
Now, when it comes to musicals, I don't know if I've said on this podcast before, but I'm a Matilda guy.
It is good.
My mum dragged me to see it when I was a small boy, and I thought, no,
I don't
want to go to a musical.
I don't like musicals.
I know when Matilda came out.
You
weren't
that
small.
Well, it was like 14, maybe?
14.
Yeah.
It's not, well, that's a smaller boy than I am now. And I was like, I don't want to go see that. That's rubbish. I want to go on Facebook and text girls.
Do you remember what you had for dinner that night?
That night?
Yeah.
No.
Do you remember what
you had for
dinner?
But I can tell you what I had for dinner last night.
Okay.
If you're interested.
I'd love to hear.
So last night I decided I'd make one of those beef dip sandwiches.
Oh,
you know when they have
like
French dip sitch.
Sometimes they call them the French.
I don't
dip,
think French people would like that.
Yeah, but. I'm quite not anti-French. That's not the right word, but I thought, you know, I'll call it a beef dip rather than a French dip. I don't want to, you know, there wasn't anything French about it. I was using ciabatta, which I believe. Is
I think they're on board
Italian.
With it not being called French dip. That's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was a joint of beef that I had in the freezer, and I don't know whether this affected it. I was trying to cook it nice and medium rare, gave it 15 minutes on like 230, dropped it down for 40 minutes at 180, and it came out fucking like it was way over. And I rested it for like 20 minutes as well. So I don't know if it's because it was in the freezer for ages or because I hadn't given it enough time to get to room temperature.
Yeah, maybe.
Possibly. Either way, I'd made shitloads of delicious gravy, right? But hear me out. This is what you're going to like. Mainly Sophie, but you'll probably understand it.
I've zoned out. I have no idea what's
going on. You work in food. No, I'm looking at Sophie for sheer approval here. So basically, I roasted a load of onions and a whole garlic with salt and pepper and a little bit of olive oil. And then I took them out when the beef was done to rest, put them in a pan, blended it all into like a weird paste.
Stunning.
Took half of it and mixed it with mayonnaise and horseradish to be like the mayo for the sandwich. It was like roasted onion and garlic, horseradish, mayo. and then used the rest of it as the base for the gravy, which I then added red wine and beef stock, the fancy stuff that comes in a bag.
Yeah, yes. Delicious. Has
added
to
that to it, reduced it quite a bit with 2 bay leaves, 3 cloves and 1 star anise.
Ooh, spicy. Oh,
and then put it through a sieve and did beef, Emmental cheese in there.
Was it really thinly sliced beef to account for the fact it was a bit?
So it was as thin as I could get it, but what I then did was, there's a TV remote there.
I just realized, why is there a TV remote? That really threw me for a second.
That threw me.
I did a little double take.
We should put EastEnders on.
Gonna put that out of my eyelids so it doesn't distract me.
I strained all the gravy, got all the shitty bits out of it, and then while the beef was still hot and the gravy was still hot, I just put all of the thin as I could slice it bits of beef into the gravy.
The moistener. Yeah.
Popped it on the ciabatta, popped the cheese on top, stuck it in the oven till it melted, bit of sauce on the top layer. Bit of rocket, bang, dip that in the gravy. Fucking incredible dinner. That's what I had for dinner last night. It was really good. Sophie, what did you have for dinner last night?
That sounds absolutely stunning. I wish I had that for my dinner last night.
You can come around for dinner anytime.
I had cauliflower parmigiana. So I love aubergine parmigiana. And it's not aubergine season. And I was thinking, what can I parmesan that's not an aubergine? And I was like, a bloody cauliflower. There was a really nice pomodoro sauce, garlic cooked in loads of olive oil, loads of garlic, loads of olive oil, garlic in the cold pan so that it can come up slowly and infuse in the oil properly. If it goes in when the oil's hot, it burns and ruins the sauce too quickly. Don't want that. So we go garlic in the olive oil, like an aggressive amount of olive oil, chili flakes, nice tinned tomatoes. I'm a mooty girl.
Did you smash them with your hands?
I just did the oh my god, what is it?
You fondled them.
I did the chopped ones.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do the whole ones. Yeah, those are delicious. I did the chopped mooty tomatoes in there. If there's one thing you're going to splash out on, it's tinned tomatoes,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I agree.
They do make a very big
difference.
They're
not actually that much more expensive.
Not that much more expensive. It's not like I would buy an organic chicken too, so that's a complete lie. But like a regular price, you know, battery farm chicken.
£3.50 usually.
Versus an organic one, which is probably pushing £20.
Well, it depends if you're at the butcher's. I mean, the fancier ones from the supermarkets are only about £7, aren't they? So about double.
No, the organic ones in Sainsbury's are more than that.
Are you joking?
Oh, yeah. I digress.
Sorry, tomato sauce.
Nice tinned tomatoes. Cook that down for as long as you physically can. You want it to be quite thick and jammy at the end. Ideally, like 45 minutes plus. You can't rush it. You got to just let it hang out.
It's a labour of love.
Pour that over. Roast the cauliflower in a dish. Loads of parmesan. Loads of mozzarella.
I was going to ask.
Bake it.
Was there any breadcrumbs?
There was some breadcrumbs.
Did you crisp up the cauliflower with breadcrumbs?
I roasted the cauliflower in the oven in big wedges. I was trying to make it as one panny as possible.
Right.
And then I put more breadcrumbs on top.
But it wasn't like a panne situation.
It wasn't a panne situation. It was more like, well, I guess with an aubergine parmigiana, you're not breadcrumbing it necessarily. You're just pan frying it with lots of oil.
Yeah.
And there was lots of oil on the cauliflower.
It's quite an involved
dinner.
It was
nice.
That's just a casual night.
It was actually dead easy.
Was there any sides with it? That sounds like it doesn't really need
a nice crisp salad. Oh. And then I had some toast at the end just to swish through the sauce.
Was it for one?
It was for two, actually.
Ah, okay.
I had a hot date.
Who was it?
It was actually technically for four.
Was it your fiancé?
I'm not really talk about it yet. It's early days. Slinky probably ate some, so we'll call it for three.
Okay, for three.
Slinky also, side note, stole a samosa from the kitchen last night. Came to my kitchen this morning and found a half-eaten samosa
on the kitchen side.
I had a samosa wrapped up in kitchen towel.
Just on the side?
Kind of tucked away on the side,
really?
But fully wrapped up. Slinky devoured it.
No way.
Little bastard.
She's a woman of good taste.
Little bastard.
What did you have for dinner, Michael?
I actually cooked last night.
Oh.
I also had a sandwich. It was I sort of made it up.
Sorry. I realise what you mean there is that you also had a sandwich because what I had was a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
I read that as you going, I cooked last night and then I also had a sandwich.
And then I got a meal deal.
Fat little bastard. What did you have?
So it was kind of on the spot. It was like a fridge raid sandwich, but I think it was quite good. It was 2 beautiful slices of sourdough bread from Brown's.
Delicious.
Yes.
Good choice.
And broccoli. I don't know. I think they make their own bread. So that's just their bread. Lovely sourdough.
Was it brown bread?
It was white. It was sourdough.
Nice. You can get brown sourdough?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Maybe can you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't.
You can.
It was Brown's white sourdough.
Right.
There you go.
Okay.
Confusing.
And then I took a chicken breast and I bashed it up with a hammer. Not an actual hammer, like a tenderizer hammer. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
A meat tenderizer. A meat tenderizer. I seasoned the chicken, put some stuff on it. I cooked it.
What stuff?
I can't remember. It would have been smoked paprika, cayenne pepper, some maybe some oregano, some garlic granules or something.
Yum.
Rubbed that up, fried that. And then when it was all nice and, you know, crispy and lovely, quite a lot of oil, I then had some stinky brie that I stole from the office and I let it melt on top. Okay, Will's giving me a look. I then made a chipotle ketchup thing. And then I also had some honey. So I put those to the side for later. I had some rockets. And then I also sliced up some pickles. I put it all in the sandwich. Mm. And then I ate it, and it was delicious.
That sounds really quite
that
nice.
That sounds yummy. Yeah,
I mean, I know you're not like a 3-year-old boy, but that, you know, I feel quite emotional.
He's giving you a pat on the back.
Talking about that, Sam, that was
big gold star.
Thank you, guys.
For me, the stolen brie melted on top of the chicken, because some people are a bit weird about chicken and cheese, and I always think that that's a weird thing to be weird about.
I think I'm weird about it in some instances.
Yeah.
I think cases where I like it, chicken parmigiana.
Yes.
The other parmigiana.
Yeah.
Where else do I like chicken and cheese?
What about when you put cheese burger in a chicken with bacon?
Yeah, Hunter's chicken. Yeah. I suppose it depends what
type of cheese. What if it had been turkey? Would you be more comfortable with
no.
it?
No.
Brie and turkey.
I don't have time for turkey,
okay,
ever.
Fine.
Turkey's not on my good list.
I've got a favourite sandwich at this sandwich shop back in Stratford-upon-Avon, near where I grew up, and it is Thai red chicken with brie.
Whoa.
And it's quite weird.
Stanky.
But me and my mate were in Subway when we were like 12, 13, and we'd gone on our little scooters down to the skate park, and everyone was like, oh, we're going to Subway for lunch. And I was like, okay. Massive queue. I was like, I'm starving. Where else is there a sandwich shop? Found this little sandwich shop at the bottom of the road called Chad's. And went in. Thai red chicken. They went, do you want anything else with that? And I went, what you got? They went, look at our wares. It was a little lady, and she put her hand up like that. And there was some brie, and I went, I'll have some brie. She went, anything else? I went, yeah, I'll have some lettuce and some cucumber, you know, keep it healthy, get some greens. She went, do you want salt and pepper? I thought, no one's ever asked me if I wanted salt and pepper in a sandwich before. Yes, both.
Hell yeah.
And I've had it several
times.
Was it
warm?
Since. No, not really.
Not warm.
Just
not really.
Not melted brie.
No.
Fridge cold brie.
Fridge cold brie with cold, like, mayonnaise-y Thai red chicken chunks.
Sounds absolutely wild.
Like, my mouth is getting really quite moist whilst talking about it. It was so good, but it was chicken and cheese.
It sounds unlikely.
It was nice. It was really, really good. Shout out Chad's.
Shout out Chad's.
Shout
that there. I can't see.
Any controversial opinions that need discussing? A steaming hot pile
of food based takes. I actually do have some controversial opinions, and it is off the back of us, not those ones, don't worry, Will. Off the back of us eating some Mauams earlier, and I think that we should lock in certain flavours for certain colours in the sweet world. Like, you know how green can be multiple flavours.
This is
flavors.
Aligning with some of those other views that you have. It is. Okay, Michael. Yeah, all right. I heard it all before.
What smiling
that
nods?
Is outrageous.
Nods. Tommy Robinson. White sweets.
You're not
going to
like. You're not going to like what I'm going to say
the
next.
The strawberry one's red. Then we'll know.
My next sentence, which within the context I'm discussing, like we're talking about, is fine. I think the Americans do it right when it comes to sweets. When it comes to sweets.
Yeah, fair enough.
Green's apple.
Yes,
yeah,
correct.
Agree.
What's lime?
Lime shouldn't be in it.
It shouldn't be in the sweet packet.
It shouldn't
packets,
be in
thank
the sweet
packet. All
lime,
green
lime
should be
should
apple.
Be a sort of yellowy green, a distinguishable yellowy green. Because I know people that have always avoided green gummy bears because they think that they're lime. I was one of these people.
They're not.
I avoided them. And the day that I found out that they were apple, world-changing.
It's world-changing. Honestly.
An apple sweet is the best flavour
like
of sweet.
It was like finding out that a tomato's a fruit.
One
Once
those.
I had that piece of information.
You are the king.
My Ooh. Goodness. My Jeez, goodness.
Excuse me, during Pass the Parcel, just, oh, I've got a back. Oh, yep. I'll have one of those little green
you
boys.
You know sports, have you ever had sports mixture? Is that what it's called? Sports mix? It's
Super
like,
mix?
No, they're like, they must be made by Bassetts. And it's like different sports things. Like
I don't like sports.
But
I
the
think
purple in those packets, I'm certain it's licorice.
Ooh.
And that
licorice, as we know,
is a disaster.
Licorice is,
well, it's,
licorice is,
I think black should always be like some kind of black currants. Like,
okay,
I don't think,
okay,
licorice,
so,
I don't think licorice has a place in a sweet collection.
Okay, so apple is green. Yeah. Lime is a different green.
Strawberry is red.
Strawberry is
pink.
Red.
I'd say
pink.
That
raspberry is pink.
Pink is raspberry. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think
purple, blackcurrant.
Wait, does peach come into this? Because there are some flavors that I think just don't feature.
Peach is a color.
Its own color.
Peaches, yeah. Orange is bright orange. Peach is more of a kind of yellowy
orange. I'd rather cherry was strawberry.
I think also we're talking primary, secondary, and tertiary colors here. Okay. So we've got the primary colors, which are the primary fruits.
I put cherry.
Red, strawberry, green.
No. Strawberry's out. Strawberry has to go.
Why?
Because I just don't think there are enough shades of red for all the fruits.
No, we're talking primary colors.
Who's better than strawberry other than raspberry?
Cherry.
No, because that's like a,
that's
black,
like a
cherry. So
that's,
you go
a
like
secondary
a
slash tertiary
okay,
colour.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that's that one, you go in between the raspberry and the blackcurrant colour, I'd say, for a cherry.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think you're right.
It's a spectrum. A
lot of colours, a lot of fruits,
what
guys.
Are you saying about yellow? Because lemon is out.
Yeah, I hate lemon.
But banana's the worst.
Banana, I'm also not into.
I'd rather pineapple.
Pineapple.
I'd take pineapple.
Pineapple me. Mm, yeah. Yeah.
I'll put that in.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, actually, controversial opinion of mine, I don't think pineapple goes on pizza.
That's crazy.
Just joking.
You're so silly.
Yeah, yeah. God, have you ever heard that one? Quirky. anyone got any ammunition? Anything to light
nothing,
the fire?
Nothing.
Just fruit. My hot take is I've had food poisoning for the last 2 weeks, and it's the first time that I've properly had it since I was like a small boy. And I won't say where I got it from, but it was a very prominent restaurant in London, which I won't be slagging off, but I was a bit...
Will you go back?
Yeah, definitely. But I was very, very confused as to why I got
it's
food
really
poisoning
upsetting.
From that particular
the
restaurant.
The trust is a bit gone.
The trust is a bit gone. And
yeah, do you think you'll ever enjoy it?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not gonna not go back. But 2 weeks of
it's
food
a long
poisoning.
Time.
So
it's a long time.
So your hot take is food poisoning.
My
is bad.
Hot take is food poisoning is bad.
I would agree.
I don't know if there's anyone else.
What a controversial opinion! Wow. Actually, yeah. My hot take is it's actually good.
Really?
Flush her yeah. out. Flush yeah. her all out.
Have you got any controversial opinions?
I do. But
hot
I,
takes.
Nah. Damn it.
I have a hot take. I don't know where you guys sit on this.
Okay.
I don't think that martinis are very nice.
I hate them.
I think they make you look chic and lovely sitting in a restaurant, but it's just drinking straight alcohol. Is that a cocktail or is it just drinking
Can
straight
Can I add to
alcohol?
This as well?
Go on.
Old fashioned. Don't like them.
I prefer them. To a martini. I would like a martini if it was really dirty. And by that I mean
it's
literally...
It's got phlegm in it.
It needs to be... Yeah, a bit of phlegm.
Bit of phlegm. Yeah.
About, you know, 50-50 alcohol and Pirello olive brine.
Yes, the spicy one.
The spicy one. If it was that, I'd drink it. But otherwise, you know, I know it looks nice. But
I don't
I just
know if
don't...
it does look
nice.
I don't think it does look nice.
It does. A frosty glass, a little, you know...
There's
sure.
only so many ways
there.
You can polish a turd.
Yeah.
And that's a fact.
Oh, well, this isn't very hot then. You guys agree.
Well, I actually do. Well, no, I think there are probably people that would vehemently defend the martini, but I think those people are probably dickheads.
There's a few other cocktails that I know people do really love. There's another one that
Is it the Negroni?
I want to love her and I just don't.
Is it Negroni?
It's Negroni.
I'm exactly the same. I can't
Again,
stand them.
Again, looks
They're
quite
bitter.
Chic.
They're bitter. I don't find them refreshing. I went to a restaurant just at the weekend. It was very nice. Shout out to Osip in Bruton in Somerset. Very
Gorgeous.
Lovely restaurant. And our waitress was a very lovely lady called Felicity, and she recommended the Negroni that they have there, where they use a slightly less bitter bitters, I guess. Is that what it is?
Or a less bitter vermouth-y thing.
Yeah, less bitter vermouth. And it was, you know, it was certainly one of the nicer Negronis I've had, but I just... They're just, I don't really see the point. I think, and with martinis as well, and old fashions, I feel like people have just been like, okay, so this is just for the purposes of you getting smashed and spending 12 quid on a drink instead of two.
Yeah.
Well, that's all it is just really, really strong. It's not, you know.
What's wrong with a beer?
What's wrong with a beer? B, what's wrong with a fucking fruity little number?
Oh, yeah, you know? A pina colada.
A cocktail should be
Give me a bloody mojito.
I will
margarita.
Have a mojito every day of the bloody week. I'd have it for lunch. I'd have it for breakfast. I'd have it for dinner.
You would
Negronis.
Be done for alcoholism.
a margarita
I think
Paloma.
It would be quite cute alcoholism, you know. Just with a mojito in hand.
Yeah.
Oh, just loving life.
Just like the guy out of Trailer Park Boys, like constantly walking around.
Just in the office, walking around with a mojito.
Ben comes up to you. What the Michael, what the fuck are you doing?
It's a mojito. He's like, I'll let you off.
Do you know what the Negroni exception is? But you're not allowed to order it because of that TikTok sound. What? A Negroni Spagliato with Prosecco in it. They are delicious. They're very delicious. But since that became a TikTok sound,
you can't order it.
You can't order it because you sound like a prick.
So you have to. That's the only way you can order it. Is an exact.
You have to say the word Prosecco in it after sound, don't you?
Yeah.
But
I'd also like to add, and I don't know if you'll agree with this, but I'd also like to add the Bloody Mary to this.
No, hate them.
I like one, fine. But I would never have more than one.
I can't get over the fact that it's just boozy soup.
Yeah, I know
it's
what
just
you mean.
Gazpacho with a shot of vodka in
and
it.
And sometimes it's so spicy.
Yeah, I think if I want to get pissed, I will have a nice, refreshing alcoholic beverage. If I want gazpacho, I'll have gazpacho.
Yeah,
but never I think the Bloody Mary is the better version of the gazpacho. I'd rather get drunk off my gazpacho.
But people say that it's a really good hangover cure, and the only reason it's a good hangover cure is
because it tastes like gazpacho.
No, it's because booze is the only hangover cure. The only way to actually get over a hangover, the only known real hangover cure, is to get drunk again.
What about that fruity vitamin C from the tomato fruit?
Tomato, which is a fruit.
Exactly.
As we've established. Yep.
It's a fruity cocktail.
Right, okay, look, hear me out. Do the exact same thing, right, with vodka, but instead of putting fucking celery and olive brine and tomato juice in it, just have some orange juice.
Fanta.
Well, yeah, or Fanta. Or, hear me out, Lucozade. Lucozade is always
Sport.
Good when you're poorly. Lucozade Sport's the best, but actually normal Lucozade, I think would take away from the alcohol.
Would you not do a Barocca? Yeah. A little Barocca Fizz number.
Now
ooh,
we're talking. Crack an egg in there.
All the bits that you need.
Exactly.
Fucking mix it with porridge, blend it. Protein powder, a Barocca, a multivitamin, a cod liver oil, two shots of vodka,
two paracetamol, two ibuprofen, pop them in.
This is a bit of a mouthful hangover cure, and actually, I don't mind testing that if we want to do an experiment.
The A Bit of a Mouthful Pharmacy is now open.
But it may not be open for very long.
Intrepid small group adventures. Take the guesswork out of going somewhere new. Choose from over 1,000 trips to more than 100 countries at intrepidtravel.com.
This feature is brought to you with our friends at Intrepid. Good trips only.
It's the food trip of the week.
This week's food trip of the week is Mexico. I know I said a lot about my favourite cuisine. I bloody love Mexico.
You've actually
food.
Been to this one as well.
And I've been to this one.
You went to Mexico fairly recently.
Quite recently.
Highlights?
The highlights were, multiple. The weather. Okay. There was a burrito that I kissed and cuddled. The people are amazing. They're so lovely. The transport is also surprisingly good. You can get anywhere you want. There's just a coach going there all the time.
Oh, really? Stunning.
Yeah, lovely. So you would not need to get a car or anything or taxis when you're in Mexico.
I think you'd even need to sort that out if you're with Intrepid. They'd sort it all out for you.
Exactly. I mean, we have a short list of some of the highlights of the Mexico trip. I mean, just bloody go to Mexico. And if Intrepid are doing all these things with you.
But we need to talk about the food quickly.
Well, go on.
Well, I was going to say, obviously, you're the only person out of the three of us that's been to Mexico.
Oh, am I?
You've not been, have you?
I have been to Mexico once, but it was some time ago.
Sophie.
Sorry,
I've go somewhere. For
I've once. Never been to Mexico, but I find that Mexico, living in London and probably the whole of the UK, that Mexican food is the hardest thing to. Mm-hmm. There's no area for Mexican food.
You don't have quite the diaspora you have in, the States.
Yeah. They're right next to it, so they sort of
easy peasy.
Come along and you can have nice Mexican food.
Yeah.
Whereas in the UK, there's not that many Mexican people. So I feel like everything's sort of
it's a little bit more bastardized.
An imitation.
I would love to go in. I did go to Mexico, but it was a few years ago, and I was staying in an all-inclusive resort.
Mm.
And then
you in Cancun?
I was in Tulum.
Yeah.
And I ventured out a few times and ate some of the best tacos I've ever had in Tulum. But I feel like I would like to go and explore a bit more broadly.
Like street tacos.
Street tacos.
They are it's the best taco we've ever had for less than 50p. And
honestly, insane.
Carne
and
asada ones.
Dripping. They're completely dripping.
Yeah.
Absolutely
I had some really, really good tacos. It's like what we were saying about how Mexico and the USA being connected, you do get more Mexicans. And in turn, even in New York, which is fucking miles away from Mexico,
still quite good Mexican
food. I had some
food.
Absolute phenomenal tacos, and comparatively, I'm not going to name any names, but obviously there's a few restaurants in London that most people would consider quite good.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, little place that you pick them up off the side of the road in New York, shat all over a couple of the places that I've eaten Mexican food in London. So,
and imagine what they're like in Mexico compared to the New York ones.
Exactly. It would insanity. Be earth-shattering. But it's not just tacos, is it? You know, you've got burritos. You've got
churros.
Chimichangas.
Barbacoa. Tamales.
Elotes.
Tortillas.
Elotes, guys.
Yeah, we had that, actually. We ate that.
We did many moons ago. I made you guys elotes.
The corn smeared with delicious mayo.
Corn that's covered in cheese and sour cream and chilli.
Absolutely delicious when you brought them in.
Oh, they're so good. And I'm sure mine don't have a patch on the cool people in Mexico's.
I don't know. It's quite simple, but, you know.
Simple, but delicious.
Actually, didn't you have to use feta?
I did, because you can't get all the good Mexican cheese here. Yeah. If I went to Mexico, I would be filling my boots with the cheese.
Mm. I think we can all agree that though we are only aware of, well, me personally, I've not been to Mexico, though I'm only aware of the idea of what Mexican food should be, it's something that excites me.
Absolutely. I feel all tingly.
Mm.
It's delicious. And also, you get to dive into culture and history on a walking tour of Mexico City.
Oh, that
is Mexico City
nice.
Rich in culture and history?
Both.
Good Lord.
Incredibly Whoa. Rich. But you can check that out at intrepidtravel.com. You can look at the Mexico trip. You can look at all the other trips we've discussed over the weeks. And, spoiler alert, at the end of February, we are going to be in Morocco with Intrepid. Courtesy of Intrepid, they're taking us to... I mean, what are they taking us to do, Soph? I think you're more on the plans than I am.
Well, our own Intrepid trip. We're going to Marrakesh. We're going up into the Atlas Mountains.
I think we get to go to a market at one point, and then we get to buy the food, and then we get to cook the food with someone who knows exactly how to cook the food.
Oh, my God.
That sounds delightful.
Lots to learn.
Lots to see.
Lots to see. Lots to see. You took the words right out of my eyes.
And you can listen to all of that at the end of February when you hear how our trip went.
And we'll be doing a podcast there, won't we?
Yeah.
That's what we'll be doing. We'll be talking about all the things that we've done after we've done them.
If you go to intrepidtravel.com, you'll find over 1,000 trips to more than 100 countries, and not just food trips either.
That's this week's food trip with Intrepid Travel. Good trips only.
And next week's food trip of the week is India.
We love India.
Intrepid's small group adventures take the guesswork out of going somewhere new. Choose from over 1,000 trips to more than 100 countries at intrepidtravel.com.
It's time for the crunch.
It's crunch time.
Bring it in, Will. Back her up.
Ow, fuck.
Will has just headbutted the camera.
I've headbutted the camera. This is a gift from our mutual friend, Millicent Lagares.
She's my favourite Millicent.
That's a code name. But Millie, obviously, as the three of us know, and not the listener, who is so very important, our friend Millie has moved to Japan. She's half Japanese. And she comes back every now and again. And on her latest return, she brought me back these, which are apparently, she told me that these are squid tempura. They're squid snacks, right?
Oh, I love squid and snacks. Now,
I thought they were going to be lemony. So
they are lemony.
Oh, they are lemony.
So they're from Hiroshima.
Is it like a scampi fry?
Yes.
The Japanese version.
Basically,
oh my
yes.
God, I'm so excited.
So Millie knows that I love scampi fries and I love beer snacks. And Millie was in Hiroshima with her boyfriend, and Hiroshima is actually famous for its lemons. I don't know if you know that.
I did not know
but
that.
It's got really, really good lemons, and these squid snacks apparently are like freeze-dried tempura squids, and they're lemon flavour. And I have tucked into them a little bit myself.
I can see that. They're none left.
Really, really good. They're really lemony. They are basically scampi fries, but they're fancier and they're nicer and they're far more lemony. But I'm gonna just do the crunch first.
Crunchy. Quite a thick crunch.
A really cute little shape as well. Do we know the name they're of really what this good. Actually is?
Millie just said squid snacks.
Squid snacks.
But all the writing is in Japanese, which I'm not currently fluent in.
No, nor I. We'll show you a picture on the old Instagram. Though.
I think I would expect them to be like lemony biscuits based on they're me more, not understanding.
They're
the,
more savoury, but the,
oh
lemony,
my God.
The lemon is really quite sweet.
Chuck them over.
They're a savoury snack.
It's so zingy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're right. It's sweetness, but also savouriness. I'm so into that.
Well, I did think that, you know, I was going to eat them all myself, and then I was thinking, what should I bring for crunch time? And I had... It was between these or some really weird aioli-flavoured crisps that I'd tried. which weren't great.
Are they the French brand? I'm obsessed with them.
I don't love
them?
The aioli ones. I think they're a bit. Oh, I love all them. Their other crisps.
They're so garlicky.
But I'll bring them in another time.
These are bloody delicious.
Yeah, but this I thought I'd share with the group.
They taste like they're like fresher, healthier tasting scampi fries.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
They're absolutely stunning.
I think they'd go quite well.
I think this is your best yet.
With a pint of lager beer.
And like the flavour like tastes legit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think it's real lemon.
Real lemon.
Thank you, Mills.
Squiddy.
And Wills.
Squiddy and slightly fishy.
Oh, I would destroy an entire packet of those.
Yeah.
Me too, my goodness. Well, thank you for saving some for us. That was so kind. I absolutely would not have done the same in your position.
My pleasure.
Wait, so sorry, when did you open those?
Well, she got me them. She gave me them on my birthday party, so a week ago.
And you opened them and you tried some and you saved the rest till now. That is amazing.
Well, yeah, I thought that they'd be a good something different. You know, it's not very often we get imported Japanese snacks.
No, it's amazing. No. I'm not having a go with it. I'm just very
right,
impressed.
Are we going to rate the crunch? I think we have to rate the crunch.
It's a solid level of crunch.
But this one looks particularly crunchy.
It's a really nice crunch.
Mm. It's a great crunch. Do we normally rate them out of 5 or 10?
I think it's 5.
I'm going to give it a 4.3 for crunch.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
It's not the crunchiest thing I've ever had, but it's got good crunch.
Good amount of crunch.
Flavour, though, probably a 5.
I'd say it's delicious.
One of the biggest amounts of travel we've had in the crunch. Mm. Like you're crunching for a while.
It doesn't stop being crunchy. But anyway, they're called Satuchi Lemon, I guess. That's the only English on the pack.
You know that man who brought scooters over from Japan and made millions and millions and millions and millions of pounds?
Derek Scooterman.
Yeah, that was him. There needs to be... what are these called?
Satuchi Lemon.
Well, it says Satuchi Lemon on the pack, but...
So a Derek Satuchi Lemonman could do the
same
thing.
Her name is
Millie
Lagares.
Millie Lagares. Import them and sell them.
Well, yeah. She's going back in January, so I'm going to demand more lemony snacks.
A shipment.
More lemony snacks.
Right. Well,
are you ready for something for me to show and tell you about?
I see that you've bought a little something that we can be shown and told about and perhaps smell. Show and tell and
smell. I can actually already smell it. Can you smell it?
Yes, I can.
I can smell it as well.
It looks...
What does it look like to you?
Like a sausage roll.
You'd be correct. It's a form of a sausage roll.
How many different types of sausage roll do you think you've made in your life?
Hundreds. Honestly, hundreds. Yeah. I love sausage rolls.
You're the queen of sausage rolls.
These sausage rolls... are very special because it's going to mark the beginning of me banging on about something that I'm going to bang on about.
Is it your
quite
wedding?
A lot. No. It's not. I've already banged on about
obviously
that.
Obviously, it's the other thing.
It's the other thing that I've been banging on about.
That she announced today.
Oh, she's pregnant!
I've written a book and it's called Tucking In and it's coming out in June 2024. You can pre-order it now. And it's a cookbook for lots of delicious, comforting recipes. And I've brought you guys something from the book.
No.
This is absolutely
isn't exclusive.
Marvelous.
It's an exclusive. It's the beginning of my shameless self-promotion.
Are we allowed to say what it is even? Or do we just have to eat it in secrecy?
I'll tell you what it is. So we've got some sausage rolls here, but they're sticky spring onion. I think they're called sticky spronion sausage rolls in the book. And they have lots of...
Sorry, are you using silly words?
I've been saying spronion for years, babes.
Okay. Kind of my thing, but whatever.
They've got a bit of a...
Pepper noir.
It's not pepper noir. It's the other one. What do you call the other one?
Smoky pap.
No, pepper...
Blanc.
White.
Pepper blanc.
Pepper blanc.
It's just French.
There's pepper blanc in there. There's pepper blanc in there. Nice. There's some oyster sauce. There's some other things I'm not going to tell you about.
Oyster sauce.
To buy the bloody book.
Buy the book. Buy the book.
But there is oyster sauce in there. I think I'm a bit of a sausage roll connoisseur and these ones are quite nice.
I've had sausage rolls that you've made before. I would say that you do fall into the category of a sausage roll connoisseur.
So I thought I'd bring you some of my sausage rolls.
Yeah, I'm going to have one.
Easily
I'm
transportable.
Gonna
have one ding, ding, ding.
Immediately.
Get in
oh,
there.
My lord.
Get in. This one,
it looks like... I had my eyes on that one.
You will have done.
No, I did.
Yeah, you can tell there's a hot spot in my oven. Some are more golden than others.
Wow. I mean, regardless of how it tastes, I'll say it tastes delicious.
No, you're going to... Don't sabotage me.
They are really good.
Don't bloody sabotage.
The oyster sauce is really nice.
The oyster sauce makes them like sticky and sweet and savoury.
You've been working on this book for quite some time.
It's been quite some time. It's been about over a year.
Well, you would... Yeah, when we went for dinner that time. You were talking about it then.
Deep in it.
That was,
deep in it.
And is every recipe in the book a comfort recipe? Is that the
pretty
vibe?
Much all of it is. The general vibe of the book is that it's food that you want to share with people. It's not a dinner party book because I love cooking for people, but not in a fancy dinner party way. Mm. It's broken up into there's nibbly bits and then there's midweek dinners.
Are these nibbly bits?
This is one of the nibbly bits. Mm-hmm. There's also some vegan sausage rolls in there.
Right.
That I won't tell you about. But
how many vegan recipes are there?
If you're a plant-based gal, then I should probably count them. There's a good there's a chunk of vegan recipes in there. I'd say it's 50-50 veggie meaty.
Okay, nice.
There's something in there for the veggie gang.
The book looks gorgeous. These are delicious.
These are really good.
Thanks, gang.
Is there MSG in them?
I think it's just the oyster sauce being MSG.
If you brought these to the picnic, you would be king picnicker.
That's true.
You have to bring sausage rolls to a picnic, is necessary. But so, they're kind of for every time, because you can have, you know, your summery sausage roll at the picnic, but also wintery, Christmassy time. I think this is going out after Christmas, but we're still in the period where you can eat sausage rolls.
I think this hot would be... I mean, don't get me wrong, it's delicious, not hot, but... Ooh,
but
yeah.
Hot from the oven, my word.
Everything should be hot, really. Everything savoury should be hot. That's my bloody hot take. How about that?
What about a train picnic, though?
Hot take, is it?
Every savoury thing, whether it's a sandwich or a sausage roll, should be hot. They can't argue because their mouths are full of sausage roll.
Crisps.
Hot.
No.
Heat them up. Imagine eating a hot bag of crisps, you weirdo.
No, I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't like that
at all. There's one thing, crisps. I'll give you that.
This is the best sausage roll I've had in a long time. I'll say that much.
Thank you very much.
The oyster sauce does absolute bits.
Doesn't it? Why is no one putting oyster sauce in their sausage rolls?
Because no one's as ingenious as you are, so.
Until now.
When can you pre-order? Did you say that?
You can pre-order now. You can find the link in my bio on Instagram. Or you can just Google it. Tucking in Sophie Wybird.
Google it. Get that.
The debut cookbook.
Get that book.
Okay, let's wrap this up. It's Sophie with Lee and Michael, and they're got every tip so vital.
That tastes great.
But it's a bit of a mouthful.
And also, give us 5 stars on all the podcast things. Give us a follow at a bit of a podcast.
I agree. Do all that.
Sophie's got a sausage roll to finish. I've nearly finished mine. Will's is gone.
Mine's disappeared.
Whoa.
Will, why don't you say goodbye while we finish ours off?
Goodbye, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. It's been really great to have you here, and I hope you come again.
That was lovely.
Bye.
Don't talk with your mouth full unless you're talking about food, in which case it's useful. And that's just what we're about to do. It's all the Billy and Michael, and they're cutting every tip so vital.
That tastes great.
But it's a bit of a mouthful.
A Bit of a Mouthful is super proud to partner with Intrepid. Intrepid's small group food trips connect you with a local leader and a group of folks into food and travel, just like you.
It's not just food trips either. Check out their full range of trips at intrepidtravel.com.
Intrepid, good trips only.